The Brit festivals in Jacksonville are famous for bringing classical music and big-name popular music acts to a grassy hillside for summer concerts. But Brit also works to encourage interest in the arts among young people through its education programs. And those programs now include something called ACE, Arts Career Education. It gives young people not just exposure to the arts, but also to the possibility of working in the arts. 13 students from the Medford School District just started the year-long ACE program. We have two of the students and the coordinator from the Medford School District in the studio. Steve Kessler is the coordinator. Steve, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
We have Jillian Frederick, who's a student at South Medford High School.
Morning.
Hi, Jillian. And Julissa Martinez is also a student from South Medford High School. Welcome, Julissa.
Hello. Thank you.
So, Steve, let's start with you. Tell us about the ACE program and how it got started.
Through a grant from the Oregon Arts Commission, the director of education at Brit, right here, decided that she would like to do a high school arts internship program and put together a program that involves students from all three Medford schools, North, South, and Central. And they're musicians, artists, graphic designers, and the idea is to learn about the arts from the other side. Instead of being a performer, they're observers and learning about everything that gets involved with producing a concert.
So they had to have something going on in arts already. They had to have some established talent exhibited.
Exactly. Yeah, we have musicians, vocalists, graphic designers. There's a student who's a ceramic artist as well.
All right. So, Jillian Frederick, tell us about your particular talent and how you found out about the ACE program.
Well, I'm a musician. I've been playing violin for about 6 years. I found out about the program. We had a Brit representative. She came to our school, and she was telling our orchestra group all about it. And it just kind of struck me like, that's it. That's what I need.
You really jumped at the chance, it sounds like.
Yeah, I did. It was kind of scary because I was like, oh, no, I might not get into it. But I had to learn what a cover letter was.
I can't imagine you were alone, though. I mean, did other students in your class also jump at the chance and say, hey, I got to do this?
There were a few of them, yeah. A lot of people that were also in choir and band, they really liked the idea. I think most of my friends actually tried out for it. They all signed up.
All right, so stiff competition. Julissa Martinez, what's your particular talent?
I play flute in the South Medford Wind Ensemble.
Mm-hmm. And so did you also have the same kind of reaction that Jillian had?
Yeah, there was a representative that came to our classroom, and she just spent like a couple minutes talking about it, and there was a couple of us that really wanted to be a part of it.
Did you watch the eyes of the people around you get really big?
Yeah.
And so how long a process did it take to get the things like cover letter ready to get sent off to apply for the program?
Maybe a week, because it was like cover letter, the resume, letter recommendation, like everything.
Did you have a resume already?
Yeah. Well, we had to have one, so we just kind of put up activities, places where we volunteered.
Mm-hmm. And so have either one of you thought, I mean, had you thought before this about arts careers? I mean, had you thought about taking your sideline to your classes and making that the central focus of your life? Let's start with Jillian.
Well, originally I kind of was aiming towards being a performer. But then, like, it didn't really occur to me that you don't have to be on the stage to be doing things musically. You can kind of be behind the scenes. So it's kind of cool to see the other side of things like that.
Mm-hmm. And Steve Kessler, what kinds of things are they going to learn over there? This is a year program, right?
It is, right. So it goes basically from June to June. And we've attended concerts and met with artist managers, talking about that side of what the manager has to do or a tour manager. They'll learn lighting and sound. They're job shadowing now with the Brit box office and the development director. They'll work with Rachel Jones, the director of education, and Angela Warren, who's the performing arts coordinator for the classical festival. And so they'll learn just about all of the different aspects that the Brit organization has to offer.
Rachel Jones, can we get you to slide over near the microphone? Because I want to ask you about the Brit
Sure.
Institute and how the this particular program sort of dovetails in with that.
So Brit has been offering education programs through the Brit Institute for about 25 or 30 years, and a lot of what we have done has been summer camps for high school and college students. We've done a lot of work in schools at the elementary level, and we haven't had a lot of year-round programming targeting this age group, high school students. We started a college internship program about 3 years ago and have had a lot of inquiries from high school students, and so when we saw this granting opportunity, it seemed like a real opportunity to expand and build on what we've already felt was a strong program with college students, but to tailor it specifically to the needs of high school students.
Well, the idea of the grant, too, I believe, was to make sure that it was serving this general age range.
Yes, the grants provided opportunities to serve students as young as middle school up through high school, and it's part of a larger statewide initiative to help students become more college and career ready. The World of Work program selected eight organizations in the state for this pilot project, and so there were certain criteria that we had to build into the program to ensure that we are helping these students learn professional skills.
We were talking about the ACE program, Arts Career Education, offered through the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. It just started up recently and runs for a year. You can join us as we talk about this with Rachel Jones, Steve Kessler, Jillian Frederick, and Julissa Martinez. Our phone number is here, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So what was the process then of picking the students?
So we asked the students, as Julissa mentioned, to submit a cover letter and a resume and a letter of recommendation. And we had about 17 students apply. We were going to accept 12, but when it came right down to it, we had 13 we just couldn't say no to. So we made room for that one more student. And really, we were looking for students who clearly have a passion and an interest in the arts that we thought would be committed to the program because it is a year-long commitment, and also that we thought we could help. So we were looking for students that we thought had a lot of growth potential.
Julissa, talk about how often you're there. I mean, how often are you at the Brit area, and how much time do you spend there? What do you do?
Well, we usually go maybe once every week or 2 weeks. It depends on what the schedule is. And right now we've been job shadowing. Like last week, I went in to job shadow the box office and the director of house, and that was really cool. And next week, I have to job shadow the development. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends.
I mean, there's a bit of a removal from the kinds of things that you do as a performer versus what goes on in places mm-hmm. like the box office. I mean, is it still fairly interesting stuff?
Yeah, it is. Because as Ms. Jones said earlier, we have to put on a concert at the end of the internship, so knowing the box office is really going to help.
Oh, really? So knowing just some of the procedures that go on there?
Yes.
Helps you understand what the performers mm-hmm. have to do?
Because once we put on the show, we have to put on, like, marketing and everything. We have to sell the tickets, so.
Oh, it's the whole shebang then. You mm-hmm. don't just do the stuff on stage. You do everything.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a lot of fun stuff to learn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you taking furious notes, or I mean, how is it all?
Yeah, we have worksheets that we need to fill out. And we just keep them in a binder as kind of like reference later mm-hmm. on in the year.
So, Jillian Frederick, this sounds a lot like school.
It's a lot like school, but kind of you chose to be there, so.
What would you say are some of the cool moments you've had so far? And granted, I know this is all still very new to you guys, but what kinds of things have you seen that made you go, oh, that's what happens behind the scenes?
Well, we got to chat with some tour managers from some pretty big bands, actually, and they told us all about tour managing and things like that, and it actually sounded pretty cool. And I didn't realize exactly what a tour manager did. I mean, I knew they managed the tour, but there's so many little things that are in there, and I kind of thought, like, hey, you know, that's pretty cool.
Have you had a chance to get up really close, or are you kept at a distance?
We were just talking to the tour managers. They one of them took us on a full tour around the whole stage, and we met light people, sound people, all kinds of things. It was really cool.
Had you had much of an idea, either one of you, I mean, about the numbers of people that are involved behind the scenes at a fairly large production, at a big concert, stuff like that, Julissa?
Sort of. Not really in the sense that there's a lot of people, but it's one person doing one job, almost. Like, there's one lighting guy. And usually some of them bring their own, like, people on the tour.
Mm-hmm. So their own specialists to set up the lights and things like that.
Yeah. Okay.
So all kinds of little details you're learning that you might not have known about before.
Mm-hmm.
Were either of you guys, I mean, did you guys attend a lot of concerts at Brit? I know you're not terribly old. You're still in high school. You're both coming into your senior years now, is that right?
Junior.
Both I'm coming into my senior. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Rising senior, rising junior. Okay. So have you had a chance to see much stuff at Brit before now?
Before this, I went especially to the classical festival I really liked. And I didn't really have a chance to go to some of the other ones because of, like, I couldn't afford tickets to go to, you know, all the shows I wanted to go to, of course. But the program gives us a chance to be able to come to a lot of these shows of all different music genres. One night you're going to a classical thing, next night it's blues, it's country. So you get to really see just all of it.
You know, really usually cool. There's at least one concert in the classical series every summer that involves some hotshot violinist playing a Stradivarius. Are these the people you most identify with as a violin player?
As a violin player, yeah. I love the classical stuff. And they have the new conductor this year and a really good program going on, so I'm excited for that.
It's a lot of energy at Brit this year for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Kessler, when we talk about this this concert that has to happen next year, right? Next summer?
Right.
So it involves the ACE students, but, I mean, is it just them performing, or will there be other people performing as well?
They're actually not performing. They're booking an artist.
Oh, okay.
And so there's a budget that's for that. That includes everything from booking the artist, their fee, to publicity, to other staff members they may need. And so during the fall and winter, they're going to be job shadowing more at Brit and then coming together to choose an artist and to choose what role each student will play.
So, Hulisa, when we're talking about things like artists and their fees and things like that, have you had a chance to look at those lists yet? Have you had a chance to see what the kinds of things that people charge to play at the Brit festivals?
No, not yet. But I heard that there's this website where you can see people that are on tour coming this way. And once you click on them, there's prices and everything. So we're really excited to get that website.
Does it help, for example, that the Brit festivals are not terribly far from Interstate 5? And, of course, Interstate 5 is like the main street of the West mm-hmm. Coast. I mean, does that help to bring artists in from what you've
yeah,
found out so far?
It does because, like, I forgot who it was, but somebody was going to play in Portland and, like, I don't know, 3 days after they came here. So it was very helpful.
All right, so they were on their way to someplace mm-hmm. else.
Yeah.
And figured, oh, what the heck? Let's pick up another
yeah.
show and a few bucks along the way.
Yeah.
This is helpful for the Brit Festival, certainly. I know it's still very, very early. I mean, you guys just got together for the first time, what, 3 weeks ago? For ACE, is that right?
Six weeks ago,
okay. But have you had any things that you've seen begin to shape ideas about potential careers for you, Hulisa?
I really liked the lighting. And we've been attending some of the summer concerts, and the lighting is just really cool. Mm-hmm. And I like how they set them up depending on the beats of the music. And we got to talk to one of the lighting people.
Did they talk about the bright lights they shine on the crowd to get the crowd all roaring?
The big songs? Yeah, they did.
Always like that little routine.
Yeah.
So, Jillian, for you, though, I mean, it sounds like you're still sort of interested in performing, but is there some behind-the-scenes stuff that has interested you more than any other so far?
The tour managing really stood out to me. It never occurred to me. And even if I am going to be a performer, I mean, it's good to know kind of all the tricks of the trade, whether you're working on the stage or behind it. So, and, you know, then you can also understand what the people that are working for you are going through. So it just gives you a much bigger perspective, makes you more musically well-rounded, I guess.
Do either of you feel any pressure from family members when you talk about arts careers who say, oh, come on, would you get into something that makes money, get a steady, reliable job, not this working at night stuff?
Well, I come from a family of musicians, so.
So they're all used to this. Hulisa, how about for your family?
No, they support, yeah. They're very supportive. And, yeah, they're musicians too, so.
So a whole year ahead now, lots of stuff to go through, obviously, in this year of the ACE program. Are we talking about potentially there being an ACE program again next year, Rachel Jones? I mean, it probably depends on things like grants.
Yes. I mean, it's certainly the hope that this pilot year is the beginning of a long tradition. And I know the Medford School District is excited to have this partnership be something that we can grow over the years. But it is, of course, contingent on funding. And the Oregon Arts Commission, I think, has just released guidelines for whether they will fund new programs this coming year or refund the programs that receive funding for the 2014 cycle.
Now the Brit Festival is obviously located within the Medford School District. It's a logical choice. Was it just confined to the Medford School District this time around?
We made the choice to stick with the Medford School District for a few reasons. One, there's just incredible need in the Medford School District, and part of the goal of this program was to reach underserved students, and that can mean a variety of different things. And also, we just felt like we wanted to keep this small enough and tailored enough that we could really work with the students on a level that was going to help them individually. And so sticking with one school district and having a coordinator who's on staff in the school district seemed like the way to go.
All right. So that certainly worked out for the two of you, Jillian and Julissa. When I think about the ways that people communicate with their friends these days, it's you know, when you get something exciting going on at work, you tend to share it with your friends by texting and social media and all that stuff. Have you guys been burning up your phones, getting the word out about the things you've seen so far, Julissa?
Yeah, we've gone to see Pink Martini. And when we were talking with her tour manager, she sat down to eat like two tables away, and I was freaking out. And so everyone I ran into that evening, I was like, hey, she was right there, and I was so excited.
The people from Pink Martini were sitting right there nearby?
China Forbes.
China Forbes herself. Mm-hmm. There. Okay, cool. And and what about you, Jillian? Have you been burning things up, letting friends know about what you've been up to?
It's been really exciting, and I've been, just what I've seen, the concerts I've seen, all the parts of it, and it's just been so cool, and I've been getting the word out, but I have some friends that are in the program, too, so we can all kind of freak out together.
Have you guys been updating your resumes as you go along since put your packets in? Yeah. Would you recommend this to anybody else who had the opportunity to get into something like the ACE program if it does happen again?
Oh, definitely, yes. And it's perfect. Yes. It's exactly, especially in Medford, the way the arts are there, it's just so much more enrichment in the arts. It's good. It's
all
a boost.
Cool, Lisa, same for you?
Yeah, definitely.
So when somebody says what you did last summer,
take a seat. I already do that. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, we hope for continued success for you, Jillian Frederick, Julissa Martinez, Steve Kessler is the coordinator for the Medford School District, Rachel Jones, the education coordinator for the Brit Festivals. Thank you all for joining us today to talk about the ACE program.
Thank you.
Thank you.